Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many things as subject matter for hearing in the human society, O Emperor.
Now, subject matter of hearing, say about 60, 70 years ago, one big politician of India, Madan Mohan Malavya, he came to see my Guru Maharaj. So, he was inquiring about our activities. So, he was informed, amongst other activities, my Guru Maharaj was publishing papers monthly in English, in Bengali, in Hindi, in Uriya, in Assami, and one Bengali daily, Nadia Prakash. So, this politician was surprised that, oh, you are publishing daily in Bengali paper? Yes. Why you are surprised? You are surprised as politician. You are thinking that what one may speak of God or Krishna daily in a paper. Because they think that sometimes you go to the temple, God, you are our daily bread. Finish, God. My Guru Maharaj replied, that's why you are surprised. This Calcutta city is most insignificant part of this universe. Now, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the whole material world is situated in one part of my universe. Ekanshina situya. And Arjuna, about the opulence of Krishna, he was describing, and he summarized, Atabhāva humaitena, thingyatena tabhājana, viṣṭhavya aham idam Krishnam ekāṁśena situya. How much I shall go on speaking to you, just try to understand about my potency, that this whole material world is sustained in one part of my energy. The spiritual world is the three-fourth part. Suppose Krishna's energy is acting one unit. So, out of that one-fourth unit is exhibited this material world. And the material world is, what is that material world? Yasya-prabha-prabhavato-jagadanna-koti-koti-su-vasudhāri-bhūti-bhinnam tad-brahma-niskalamananta-se-su-bhūtam govindamādi-bhūtam-tamantaya. The Brahman Italians being spread in some corner of this Brahman Italians, there is Mahatattva, material energy. And the material energy means, that is described in another place, Yashaita Nishtasi Sukala Mathavalamba Jeevanti Lomo Vilaja Jagadanna Nath Vishnu Mahan Sarya Jasya Kalari Kesu Govinda Mahari Kulitam Samangva. Material world means, innumerable universes are coming out through the breathing of Mahavishnu. Innumerable universes. We cannot account for one universe in which we are. There are innumerable planets. Everyone has experience. And stars and planets, this is one universe. And such universes are coming out, millions, through the breathing period of Mahavishnu. When he exhales, they come out and the inner, they go within. That is the creation and not creation. Yastai kamishasita kalam asam, even the lonely. So, the purpose was that this material world is only manifestation, exhibition of one-fourth energy of Krishna. And within this material world there are so many universes. And each and every universe there are so many planets. So this is one of the planets in which we live. And in this planet there are so many cities. Calcutta, Bombay, Madras, Delhi, Paris, London, and so many, hundreds and thousands. And each and every city there are newspapers. And each newspaper is publishing 3-4 editions daily. So this is the most insignificant planet. Still, there are so many news to hear. Therefore it is said that Sukabhyadini Rajanda Nidam Santi Savas. Millions and millions subject matter for years. This is fair. Every paper is publishing 3-4 editions daily, especially in Western countries. So, if they have got so much news in the material world, in this insignificant planet, just imagine how much news are there in the 3-4 manifestation of it. So my Guru Maharaj said that you are surprised, Mr. Malabha, that you are publishing a paper daily. So, we can publish every minute a paper. Unfortunately, there is no customer. We have customer for using these newspapers. But, our news, we have to canvas. Will you kindly tell this? Will you kindly tell this? They are not interested. They are interested in this material news. Radio, paper, magazine, tradition after tradition. Therefore it is said, this is the meaning of Sotabhyadinilalindra, Niramasanti Sahasya. So, they have no time to read a little news you are giving about God, and they will go back to God. Then more. Why? Na apasutamātmatattam. They do not know what is ātmā, what is the active principle of all these activities. They do not. The superficial, bahirā, mati-vidu-sātva-gati-ni, Durakhayaji. Durakhaya. What is that? Nati Vidu Sasagatani Vishnu. Durakhayaji. Bhakirapamani. Durakhaya. They have got so many views to hear with a hope. Useless hope. That they will be able to exist here and be happy. It's like your arch is Napoleon arch. Napoleon was conquering all over Europe. And he thought that he will be able to enjoy. But where is Napoleon? The arch is there. This is Buddhism. But he works so hard, not only he, everyone is watching. The ark will remain because it's stone. But he is finished. This is called sapusatamasatattam. Because these people, they do not know what is really reality. Real reality. They are simply after so-called reality. This is very important point, try to understand. The atmatattam, one who does not know what is atma, what is soul, the nature of soul. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna first of all begins the constitution of the atma or spirit soul. He begins when he began to teach Arjuna Bhagavad Gita. The ABCD lesson was to make him convinced about the soul within the world. That is called atma-tattva. Nobody knows. Therefore, bodhi-attva-manina, they are accepting this external feature. Just like we have got external feature, we can understand very easily that this body is external feature. Real I am within. As soon as I go away from this body, this external feature, as good as the garbage in the street. That they do not understand. They are busy piling garbage. Bring more garbage. And this is the washing capacity. Bahiratthama. They think this garbage will change. Very important question. Apasthatamasmatattam. The atmatattam means, I am now within this garbage for the present. And after leaving this, in this garbage, I pile up some other garbages. And in this way, working uselessly the whole life, then I transmigrate from this body to another garbage body. That they do not. This is called apasatam atmatattam. Apasatam means not seeing. A means not. And pasatam means seeing. One is seeing. He is seeing this is garbage is everything. He does not see atmatattam. Apasatam atmatattam dihesu. Grihesu means griha means home. So you can take this body as home because I am, you are all living within this body. So this is also home. And anyway, expanded. I am living in this planet, so this is also home. And in living within this universe, that is also home. Or I've got a little home, apartment, 10 feet square, that's all. That is also home. So we have got attachment for this home. 10 feet by 10 feet or millions of feet or millions. So this is home within the compact. Within entities. Within this home, take this whole universe, apart from other universe, this universe. This is also home because we're living here. And we are changing from this place to that place. Suppose I have come from India, from Bombay, I have come to Paris. This is all within the home, within the universe. All is in this planet. We see people are very busy, 70 miles feet, they're driving cars, but within the Paris. Within the Paris. They may go 70 miles, 50 miles, but they cannot go beyond. that our one countryman, Rabindranath Tagore. So, the Parsi had his name, he was a big poet. So, and he was in London. So, he saw the people are very walking very fast. So, he remarked that these people are walking very fast, but there is a very small country, we fall down on the sea. You see? So this is why a dog in the park is jumping very fast, walking. But as soon as the master, come on, he will say, yes, sir. Give me your name, yes, sir. Cheer. He is thinking that he is very free. But as soon as the master calls, immediately he has to submit. This is our position. We are very busy, but the master is the material nature. The fact is that we are under the stringent laws of material nature. We have no freedom. That we do not know. We are struggling. So much war has been waged in all over the world, especially in Europe, for freedom. You have got that freedom statue. In America also there is freedom. But where is freedom, sir? That they do not know. Why? They do not know what is freedom and whose freedom. That they do not. Therefore, they have created so many newspapers for freedom, the so-called freedom. But there is no freedom. Even big leaders, they have no freedom. Therefore, Krishna points out in the Bhagavad Gita that real freedom is when you get freedom from four different problems. What is that? If you get freedom from these four things, no more death, no more birth, no more old age, and no more disease, that is freedom. But where is that freedom? The so-called scientists, big scientists, they are very scientifically advanced. But they had no freedom from death. They had to die on a fixed of death. Professor Einstein or any other big scientist, they could not manufacture any scientific instrument and keep it in the custody of his student. Then as soon as they die, he just applies it in the life of someone. Where is that freedom? So this so-called scientific improvement, advancement, civilization, it is just like jumping like the dog. That's all. It is no value. Real value is to understand Atma Tattva. What I am. Why death is imposed upon me? I do not wish to die. Why old age is imposed upon me? I do not wish to become old man or old man. I wish to remain a beautiful young. No, that is not possible. Then where is your freedom? What for you are jumping so much? As soon as the master will call, yes, sir. Right. So you are completely under the nature's control. Ahankara vimurātmā pattāham iti mannate. Prakriti in nature is pulling by the ear. Come here. Yes, sir. Come here. Yes, sir. And he is freedom. Prakriti kriyamānāni gunai karmāni sarvasa. He is completely under the control of the most essential nature. Pratidakshyamana, gunai karmana, ahankara vimana. This is called false egotism. I am something. I am Napoleon Bonaparte. I am Mussolini. I am Hitler. This is Ahankar. Pura. Fool, that's them. They are thinking like that. No freedom, sir. No freedom. Pragatekirmana, Gunikarvani. Ahankaram, Patta Hamiti Mannate. Being Patta with false prestige, he is thinking, I am something, I can do something. This is this. So for that, these newspapers are very useful. But one who is fixed on in Atma-tattvam, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma, I am not anything in this material world. For them, there is no need of these so-called news of newspapers. Simply, they should try to understand Krishna. That is all it is. There is no other business. And as soon as you understand Krishna, Krishna is yours. Dharma karma may be born. Jujanati tattva. If you simply try to understand, here is Krishna. If you simply try to understand Krishna, and how you will understand, like that is. Like that. Krishna has agreed that I will accept your service. Therefore you have come. You cannot serve Krishna in his universal form. Now Krishna has agreed, as you have got limited potency, you can touch Krishna, you can touch his lotus feet, you can make dress for Krishna with devotion, you can put the dress on Krishna, you can prepare according to your capacity, foodstuff, you can offer to Krishna, so Krishna will eat. He says, patram pushpam phalam tuyam dhumi bhakti adhidhisya tadaham asnami. So Krishna is so kind that he, although he is all-pervading, universal, he has agreed to accept your service just to give you liberation from this misunderstanding. No atma-tattva. This is Krishna consciousness movement. That Krishna, God is great. You know, how great he is, you cannot imagine. But still, he has agreed to accept your service becoming small. That is goodness. In the material world, if something is big, very big, he cannot become, or he cannot become small. Let's say for elephant, it's a very big animal. You ask the elephant, please become like an ant. And that is not possible. That is not possible. But God is so great that although it is universal, it can enter into the atom. That is anuradiyana mahato mahiya. Greater than the greatest, smaller than the smallest. That is God. Anuradiyana mahato annantarastham paramanand brahma sangita. Ekapasaurapetam jagadanna kuti jatshaktirasti jagadanna kayajadantam annantarastham paramanukayantarastham. Ekapasu, one portion of Krishna, Paramatma. Just to create this material world, he has entered in the Mahatattva and Mahavishnu. And he has entered within the universe as Vadbhuta Sai Vishnu. He has entered everyone's heart as Super Soul, Hirodhav Sai Vishnu. And he has entered into the atom. And he is so great. So, it is Krishna's mercy that he can become smaller than the smallest and the greater than the greatest. So we cannot capture the greater than the greatest. That is not possible. Therefore, it is his kindness that he has become just to be handled by you. This is called Archa Vigraha. Really, Viti Vashi means Archa Vigraha, because the devotional service, one of the items of devotional service, Archanam, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakham, Atma, Vedam. So, you hear about Krishna, you chant about Krishna, you memorize or remember about Krishna, you worship Krishna, this deity, Archanam, you offer prayers to Krishna. There are 9 different ways. Just try to understand Krishna in 9 processes, or either some of the processes or one process only. Krishna will agree. Krishna is so kind. And as soon as you understand Krishna, his nature, then actually you become divided. Taktadiham punarjanmanaiti mameti pao. This is the process. Real problem is how to get out of this material existence. If we remain attached to this material existence, either in this body or in the society or in the nationalism or in this greater, but that is your bondage. So one should be careful to understand the position of the soul and how he can go back home, back to Godhead, again meet the Super Soul, Krishna, and live there permanently with blissful life and full of knowledge. This is what. Thank you very much.